Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Good morning. There is a little bit more nip in the air somewhere justifying the political and institutional chill in the functioning of the country. Well, over the weekend, Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, was busy doing a post-mortem for Congress for what it did to its party president. All the while, not only forgetting what its own leadership has done for Dalits like Bengaru Lakshman or that Sitaram Kesari was an OBC and not a Dalit, but facts are a convenient play-doh in the hands of politicians, and seems like Bollywood has maintained its position of strength as political metaphors were being borrowed from mainstream films. It is 19 November 2018, and today's editorial we start with the filminess of Indian politics. So the hard-working Marathas have finally have got quota in jobs as Devendra Fadnavis found a way to appease this voter base. This, and club it with Shivaji statue, he is ready to give a blockbuster. But our story is about the winter session of Maharashtra that is all set to begin, this time not in Nagpur, but in Mumbai. And humor and sarcasm are already spicing things. Well, the state government and the opposition entered into a war of words after the latter termed the incumbent as the thugs of Maharashtra in a press conference preceding the session. Hitting out at the opposition's name-calling, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said, "The opposition should maintain some decorum. I heard they called the government thugs of Maharashtra. What if I called them gangs of Vasipur?" Great comeback, sir. Great comeback. Well, talking about thugs and gangs, let's head to where the real action is, CBI. If exiled Central Bureau of Investigation Director Alok Verma's responses to the Central Vigilance Commission or the CVC queries are to be believed, well, his deputy in the CBI, Rakesh Asthana, the Prime Minister's office, that is the PMO, and BJP leader Sushil Modi worked together to book RJD or the Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Lalu Prasad Yadav in the IRCTC scam. But during his deposition, Verma also criticized the CVC for failing to act against Asthana despite his complaints and helping elevate the officer to the post of special director last year. In October last year, Verma had issued a secret note to the CVC, which supervises the CBI, mentioning half a dozen corruption cases against Asthana and saying he should not be promoted to special director. But the government and the corruption watchdog overruled Verma. In July this year, Verma had again complained to the CVC accusing Asthana of trying to induct into the CBI officers who were suspects slash accused in criminal cases. He had also accused Asthana of representing the agency in his absence, which he said the deputy wasn't authorized to do. If the CVC hasn't done anything in the past 1 year, I doubt if he will do anything now. Well, and moving away from absence of consciousness, if you are booking a Jet Airways flight, you may want to think again, especially domestic travels. Hundreds of passengers of Jet Airways were left stranded at the Mumbai airport after the carrier cancelled about 10 domestic flights from Mumbai on Sunday. An airline source told Network 18, Jet Airways said the flights were cancelled from the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport due to operational issues. However, the airline source claimed it was due to pilots' scarcity. They just can't afford new pilots. We're talking about striking pilots. The fate of this pilot and the big airline he manages is all set to be written today. First up aside, the Central Information Commission, the CIC, has called it not legal that the Prime Minister's office refused to disclose the action taken on a letter from Raghuram Rajan, former governor of the RBI. And now, on to the big meeting of the day, now stacked with government nominees who can be counted on to support the administration. The RBI board is being transformed from having a passive advisory role into a body that can exert pressure for policy change, basically killing the independence of RBI. Modi has packed the RBI board in the past few months with people with links to his party and economists who favor greater government influence over the RBI. In August, Gurumurthy and Satish Marathe, a former banker who was in the student wing of the BJP, were named to the board. And last month, the government appointed retired bureaucrat Revathi Iyer and Sachin Chaturvedi, head of Delhi-based think tank, while removing Nachiket Mohr, who was close to RBI officials. It means that of 18 current members, 5 come from the government bureaucracy, 2 are finance ministry officials, and 2 have close links to Modi and the BJP. 4 have a business background, and the other 5 are basically Patel and his 4 deputy governors. Here's wishing Urjit Patel all the luck that we can muster. And from endangering tiger, because RBI logo has one on it, we move to the elephant, but in this case the real ones, and thankfully they are being saved, and not just because half of Asia's elephant population is in India. And now they have a dedicated hospital in Mathura that was inaugurated on Friday, but it is also armed with facilities such as wireless digital x-ray, thermal imaging, tranquilization devices and quarantine facilities. And it has not only come as a respite to the elephants, but is also attracting local and foreign tourists. And over to international news, where Donald J. Trump has rated himself. Well, no shocks there. US President Donald Trump on Sunday said he is doing a great job and gave himself, well, A+ for successfully running the country. Quote, "I think I'm doing a great job. We have the best economy we ever had." And then the A+. Donald Trump, who is too much of a chicken to hear Khashoggi murder tapes, because then he would have to implicate his friend Mohammed bin Salman. Well, the US President Donald Trump says he has been briefed on a recording of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder, but will not listen to it himself. Quote, "It's a suffering tape. It's a terrible tape," he told Fox News on Sunday. The CIA has reportedly concluded the powerful Saudi crown prince did order the killing, but the White House is being too much of a chicken shit to endorse that assessment. And on to our last news for the day, so that you can go ahead with yours and not fall into a trap like Mira Fetuciu, a Dutch writer of Romanian origin, who, having written about a famous heist in the Netherlands in 2012 where Picasso's Harlequin head along with 6 other celebrated paintings were stolen from the Kunsthal Museum in Rotterdam. Well, around 10 days ago, she received an anonymous letter. The instruction led her to a forest in eastern Romania where she dug up an artwork. Romanian authorities, who received the canvas on Saturday night, were very excited, said that it might be Picasso's painting, which is estimated to be worth 800,000 euros, which is about $915,000. Experts were checking whether it was authentic. However, on Sunday night, Fetuciu told NOS that she was the victim of a performance by 2 Belgian directors in Antwerp. Fetuciu said she received an email from the Belgian duo explaining that the letter was part of a project called True Copy, dedicated to the notorious Dutch forger Geert Jan Jensen, whose fakes flooded the art collections of Europe and beyond until he was caught in 1994. That's all there is from us for today. You have a wonderful week ahead. We will continue bringing you the latest, greatest and the fakest to your ears. Goodbye from takeapart.in.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.